the Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. But it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" He replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarenean, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over the sentence of death and crucified him. But we are hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. Besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astonished us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those of us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see." And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? The beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures." And he approached the village to which they were going. He gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those of them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way, and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread. The Gospel of the Lord. How beautiful Jesus always for us, although at times we went astray. These two disciples, not because of they don't believe, they did not understand what had happened. They never experienced resurrection. So in a certain sense, they're a little bit in doubts, and they left Jerusalem. Although they want to leave Jesus, but Jesus didn't want to leave them. The same might be at times you want to go astray, but Jesus is always following you. Believe that. He's always stay by your side. He promised, I will be with you until the end of the world. Not only to the disciples, to all of us, not only baptized Christians, all humanity. He renewed Israel. The word Israel means the kingdom of God, not only a tribe. We are the people of the true Israel, the people of the kingdom of God. We are His disciples. At times, we may do something wrong, sometimes by mistake, but Jesus always stay with you. Remember that. Last week, we celebrated the Feast of Divine Mercy. Jesus told St. Faustina, tell the people, look at my wounds. Just tell them, I love them immensely. Say the little prayer, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus understands that we do not trust very much. Our faith is a little bit little, but it doesn't matter. He knows. It's not important how much we have faith. Important, our heart is always repeating, Jesus, I trust in you. Start. Every day is a new day. I like Mother Teresa of Calcutta. You always tell the people, live that day as the first day of your life. It's the last day of your life. With love. Just go ahead. That's, ask a priest to do so. And you too. This is the way to follow Jesus. Jesus is listening. He knows what you want. Once he said, before you ask, God the Father knows what you are asking. But you might ask, why he didn't give it to me? Maybe for better things. So don't worry. Even you to get these things, you get another better things. Jesus is always good to us. At times we suffer, but suffering doesn't mean the end of the world. Suffering means making you stronger. If you're never sick, you will be very weak once you've got a sickness. But you used to be sick, and usually these people are stronger than other people. So believe, Jesus always by your side. Or perhaps He's knocking at your door. He just wants to stay with you, only you. Even for only you, He is ready for everything. Don't think that, oh, so many of people, Jesus doesn't know me. You're nobody. Maybe before the people, you're nobody. But before Jesus, you are beloved. You may say, oh, you priest, special love from Jesus. I tell you, love is for all. If I do not live up to my calling, just appearance. Hypocrite, tell me hypocrite. What Jesus like to see in us, the truthfulness of self. Truthfulness means men belong to the Lord. The one who try hard to live well, the will of God the Father for each one of us. This is the beauty. This is what Jesus wants to see in us. So at times we may suffer because Jesus asked us, come and follow me. And Jesus' way is not an easy way. Follow him, you have to walk. Follow his direction to Jerusalem, to Calvary, on the cross. We are invited. In order to love better, you have to lose yourself in order that you have the space for others. Love is never for self. For self is selfishness. True love is the love of Jesus, unconditionally. Every time, being the first one to love, and this is divine love.